But how about this? So you are dating someone who is an athlete, okay? And then all of a sudden, things don't work out. But then after you break up, they become not only a talented athlete, but an Olympian. Oof. And a triathlete.
Whoa.
And a bronze medalist.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. In his hometown of New Zealand. His name is Hayden Wild.
Wow, he's hot. I can already tell. I can already tell.
And his ex was asked on television. Huh. How do you feel about all that?
I went to primary school with him and he's grown so much and yeah, real, real proud. I regret backing up with you. Nah, I'm so proud of him. Yeah.
That's like, really funny.
Yeah. I regret it now, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
What's your message to your Olympic medalist ex?
I regret backing up with you.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how long ago they dated. I mean, if
she
they
said
dated,
primary school, but who
well,
knows?
She said they went to primary school together.
Yeah, who knows what that is, though, in Australia? Could that be different?
Well, either way, I don't know if that's when they met
or
when they actually dated, you know? So
they may have
met in primary school and then dated. I don't know. But either way, you know, there's something to be said for when you break up with somebody, especially if you're the one who initiates the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, they get an incredible job and they're doing really well.
Yeah.
Or they end up on the Olympics and get a bronze medal.
Yeah.
Or what? Fill in the blank. What happened with your situation? 79COAST, 792-6278. You broke up and then your ex became successful at what? And it made you go, well, how about that?
Yeah.
79COAST. Well, we've seen this in like movies and TV shows and stuff, but did it happen in real life?
That's the whole thing. That's like if they, right. Well, I'm trying to think of two different things right now. I am putting myself, I'm going to say what I'm thinking out loud.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Okay. So what I'm thinking out loud is I'm going to flip it for a second, that sometimes I feel like I didn't date great guys.
Uh-huh.
And those guys didn't necessarily treat me great.
Uh-huh.
And now I kind of want them to see like, hey, she's doing pretty good. And I kind of want to be like, hey, don't you regret it?
Right.
So like, yeah. So I think it's like, it's the whole point. Like if I broke up with someone and
then you're coming at it from the reverse.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel that way. And I think too,
because it sounds like she dumped him.
Right.
Right?
If you're the dump, I don't know how to put it. It's all jumbly in my mind.
If you dump someone,
yes,
and then that someone goes on to be successful, you might regret it, and they might be glad to show you.
Thank you for saying it the way that I wanted to say it. It's all jumbly
up here.
My
Kelly translator is
It's all jumbly up there. But then the flip is that if they were a jerk to me.
What if they were a jerk to you and you dump them, but then they become really successful.
Oh, you're so good at translating me, because that's what I was thinking too.
Then you kind of go, damn you. You don't deserve that.
Right. So on TV, would it be, he's a jerk, he doesn't deserve it, right? Would it be two different things?
I don't know.
See, I wasn't expecting her to say I regret it.
Well, she probably, if she didn't like him and she didn't have nice things to say, she probably wouldn't have done an interview.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're really, really bent out of shape about it. But
right.
79COAST, when this happens in real life, you break up with somebody, whether you dump them or they dump you, and then all of a sudden they do something successful, something happens that's big, you know, and you're like, how about that?
Yeah.
79COAST or post on our Facebook page. Like, how many of Taylor Swift's exes feel that way?
Yeah, prime example.
She's on the coast. You're on the Coast 93.1. Good morning. Good morning. The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Don't worry. Britney Spears' boob photo's back up.
Okay. She keeps. Am I wrong? She keeps reposting it.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with her. If I were about to try and, you know, take a whole conservatorship thing back, I some of her posts, I'm like, ooh, Brit.
No, she definitely needs some help.
Yeah.
I just think she needs a different. She needs way better help.
Not the help she has.
That
for sure.
Wasn't help. Yeah. That was someone taking advantage of her. But she's definitely not.
She's not right. There's something going on. Yeah.
She's just doing a painting right now, and she's explaining to people that she's not a professional painter. Guess what, Britt? We know.
Oh, is that what's happening today?
Yeah, she did a video of her painting and just, you know, warned everybody she's not a professional. Well, we saw the final product. We know.
Okay.
I love her. I love her, and I want the best for her, and I want her father to never be around her, but...
She looks good, I'll tell you that much. As a gay guy, I'm sitting over here going, wow.
Right.
I'm sure if I were straight, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah. And she wants to show it off.
What that sound was. Whoa. Is that what Jay says when the lights go out?
No.
Whoa.
I wouldn't date you.
Yeah. Whoa. Whoa. What's going on there?
Look at you, little lady. No.
Okay, yeah. So, like John Wayne. Good morning, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. We asked you about, when you regret the breakup. And not because you miss the person necessarily,
right.
Because they become something that makes them a lot cooler than they were when they were with you, like an Olympian.
Wow.
And you're sitting over there going, well, how do you feel?
I regret backing up with you.
I love that. She's the ex of one of the Olympic medalists from New Zealand.
New Zealand, his name's Hayden, and he's a triathlete.
Yeah.
Smoke show.
Sure.
Total smoke show.
Yeah.
Man.
Olympic bronze medalist. I mean, it's pretty amazing to be third place in the world. I mean, like, bronze is like, you got bronze. But bronze, you got third place in the whole world. I mean,
heck yeah.
And you got a medal. By the way, here's a question. I bet there's someone in the Listenerpedia who knows this. Why do they put the medals on their teeth? Why do they do the I'm biting the medal pose?
Does anyone know that?
There must be somebody who knows the answer to that. 7-9 Coast. I mean, I guess I could Google it, but it's more fun getting the listeners to...
Isn't that a thing that you check to make sure it's real?
Is that it?
I don't know. That's
probably
a lie.
Well, that's kind of tacky. It's like, let me make sure this gold medal is real.
I'm lying.
How dare you give me a medal with fool's gold?
Oh, I love that movie. What
movie?
I'm pretty sure Kate Hudson was in it, my love.
Oh, I don't think I saw it. And
fool's gold with Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, the movie Fool's Gold. I was like, that wasn't a movie quote. I just said it.
No, I know. But do you want to know the only time I ever heard the phrase Fool's Gold from the movie?
Oh.
Now I get it.
See? Oh, it's the little rocks that you get as a kid and think you were rich, but you weren't.
Okay. That's See, you have a smart way, and I have the...
Well, because it looks like gold, but it's not really gold, hence Fool's Gold.
But I think that's a thing, that you bite on gold to make sure it's real. I think. I don't know.
I've heard of that. But
okay.
Then why would you do that? Like, doesn't it kind of say to the Olympic Committee, hold on, we're just going to check this.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me make sure. Nope. Can you imagine Tom Daly, the swimmer, the diver, being like, and then being like, I need another one. This one's a fake.
Yeah, exactly. Or like breaks in your mouth. No.
Right.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
It's one of those things. They all pose. I mean, sometimes it's just that hanging on their around their neck. But a lot of the time, they're doing the thing where they are biting it. So
it's
what's that all about?
Yeah.
Does anybody, 7-9 Coast, does anybody know 792-6278? See, these are the stupid things that I want. These people have trained their entire lives to do something that, you know, the entire world cannot.
No.
And they have achieved this level of athleticism that is almost beyond human. And I'm over there going, why are they biting the medals? But aren't you curious, too?
Yes, now I want to know why they do it.
Okay, 7-9 Coast, and if you don't call soon, I'm just Googling it.
Yeah.